Folks, this is Luke, and you know, in all my writing for the magazines, the different magazines I write for, and the newspapers, one of the topics that is of interest to probably the most people is outdoor cooking. And I want to bring each week or every couple of weeks a new recipe to you, share something that I've learned how to cook through the years. Gosh, I've hunted up from Canada to Mexico and been in lots of camps, and I have learned a lot of different recipes, but let's talk about pork backstrap right now. This is one that I've had variations of this recipe through the years, but this is one that I've just recently started making that I really do like. Actually, it's probably my favorite right now. What you're going to need is a pork backstrap, and it, you know, depending on the size of the hog, it could be, you know, 8 or 10 inches long, or it could be off of a big hog, you know, say 18 inches long. But what you want to do is take the backstrap, remove all the silver skin, you know, the sinew, and then you want to butterfly it right down the middle with a good sharp knife. Don't cut it all the way through. Make it look like a hot dog bun, if you will. Now, the next thing you want to do is kind of flatten it out a little bit. I usually lay some wax paper on it, or you don't really have to do that. You could use a tenderizing hammer. Just beat it down a little bit where it's not rounded, where it's kind of flat. Now, it won't be real thin because you're dealing with a, you know, half of a backstrap there. But kind of flatten it out. So you'll be looking from the top down, you'll be looking at an open hot dog bun, if you will, that's flattened down a little bit. Now, at this point, I like to put some garlic powder on it, just some regular sea salt. I like to use sea salt. And a little black pepper. And that's basically the beginning of what your seasoning's there. Now, you can marinate this a day or two in the refrigerator, but it's really not necessary. Next, what you'll do is get some cream cheese and a butter knife and just spread it over both sides of that opened-up hot dog bun, if you will. I think you can picture what I'm talking about. So spread that over there. Now, if you like jalapeno, which I think most of us do, go ahead and seed and core, you know, remove the white part. That's where the heat is on a jalapeno pepper, you know. Remove all that from two or three peppers and chop them up pretty fine. Dice them up with a cleaver or whatever you're going to use. Don't pulverize them, but just dice them up pretty small. Now, looking at your hot dog bun, your loin there that's opened up, your backstrap, sprinkle that pepper, diced up jalapeno pepper all over it, you know, and then close it too, as if you were closing a hot dog bun too. And now what you're going to need to have is some fatty bacon. Buy the cheapest bacon you can get, and the more fat, the better. And it's going to take, we'll just say you're working with a 14-inch long pork backstrap. It's going to take about 6-7 pieces of bacon. Wrap that bacon around it really good, secure it with toothpicks, put it on your smoker, and let it smoke for, I like to bring it up to an internal temperature for sure of 160 degrees, but until the bacon gets crispy, if you don't have a meat thermometer. And then set it up and let it just set there for a bit for 15 or 20 minutes. And I like to actually go ahead and let it cool. This is one dish that I think is just as good at room temperature as it is hot. Let this loin cool, and then slice medallions off of it across, crossways. They'll look like little wheels. I'm going to tell you, folks, that is, for people that tell you they don't like wild hog, let them try this. I think they'll really enjoy it. If you have any questions about our recipes or anything to do with what I do, there's at the top of our website, there's an email, Luke. My email address is right there. You can email me at lukeclayton1950@gmail.com. If you have any questions about this or any of our sponsors or any of the hunting and fishing that I do, just feel free to contact me. We'll have a new recipe up here pretty soon, and I think this is going to be a really fun part of our new features on our website.